Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about very special people, NICU families. You've heard here on the Mark White Show, as we've talked about NICU families in the past, we have talked about organizations that support these families and try to help where they can. Some of you have been NICU families. Some of you have that experience, and you know what it's like to go through that experience. And I have two ladies with me right now who have gone through that experience, Tierra Wilder, as well as Casey Atchley. Glad to have both of them here on the Mark White Show today as we talk about showers for miracles. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tierra and Casey.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
You're most welcome. And let's start with you, Tierra. You had to go through NICU yourself for your own child. At what point did you decide, I'm thinking outside of myself and I want to help other families?
So all three of my kids were NICU babies. My twins were where it was a big changer for me. They were born at 27 weeks. We started preterm labor at 23 weeks, spent tons of time in the hospital. And my family just was, and friends, like, you know what? We're just going to cancel your baby shower. And as sad as it is, supposed to be a enjoyable moment, have fun. And it's just something you expect. So after my babies were born at 27 weeks, spent a lot of time fighting in the NICU. I met more and more families that are the exact same way. They would say, yeah, my baby shower's today, but I can't go because I want to be with my baby. Or my family had it without me and I just came home and had it. And it really dawned on me how many people suffer just from something that's supposed to be enjoyable. You're supposed to be excited and to have this, to celebrate this wonderful miracle coming into your life, and you're still celebrating it, but in a much different, hard way. So it's a way to give back some normalcy to these families in a not-so-normal way.
One of the things we talked about before we started airing this program was the fact that people aren't prepared for this. Most people are not. They haven't had an experience like this before, and so it hits them like a ton of bricks. And you can speak to this, Casey, too. You had no real awareness of NICU prior to your own experience. This was something that was brand new to you, and you had to go through a really hard time to learn, I guess, the ropes of how to manage this type of situation.
That is correct. My first child was not a NICU baby. I was on bed rest for 5 weeks in the hospital with him, but we got to take him home immediately after I had him. Everything turned out good. He was a big, healthy baby. And then fast forward, we have our second child. I'm pregnant. It hits us out of nowhere. Preeclampsia just completely took over, and I had to have the baby within like 3 days. Luckily, we went ahead and had a shower early because we were worried that it would happen. But it was such a hard experience. And after experiencing that, I wanted to take my hurt and the things that I mourned and be able to turn it into something good and be able to help families that have not had the shower. They mourn so many things, and that's one thing that I can help them with. And that's why I appreciate doing this.
A couple of diapers here. And one is for preemie and then micro preemie.
Yes. Even with these micro preemies, anything born or any baby born under 28 weeks, they usually are 2 pounds or less, barely pushing 3 pounds if that. And those micro diapers right there still don't fit them. It comes up way past their belly button. We usually have to fold them in half and put them on the babies. So it's real big eye-opener. We'll probably take a picture and we'll share it later on our Showers for Miracles. But it is one of those things that it's a very eye-opener of how little it, if it fits a Barbie, it'll fit them.
When you put an item beside it, or I put it in the palm of my hand and then realize how small this is. And working at TLC Pediatrics, you've had experiences with these families that are headed to the NICU, right?
Yes, and we get a lot of families that end up having NICU babies and hearing through word of mouth, because not only have I, as a nurse practitioner, been a parent of a NICU baby, Brianna Brandon also had a NICU baby. Hers was full term. She had no idea that the NICU would even be a thing, and I really wholeheartedly think that that's almost worse. When you have a full term baby and you expect to take that baby home, I think it's 10 times harder to leave that baby at the hospital. You had no idea. You thought you'd have a typical child, and instead, they're in the hospital fighting for their life, and you didn't even think that was a possibility. So I feel like those families need us even more.
Which came first for you, being a nurse practitioner or experiencing the NICU?
being a nurse first and out of my element because I did adults. And then I went into nurse practitioner as my twins were born. And it made it even worse, I think. Too much knowledge can hurt because babies this small, they're prone to brain bleeds. And as adults, if somebody has a brain bleed, it's known as a stroke and they have major deficits. But these itty-bitty little babies, they haven't even learned to do anything, but maybe even suck. So to watch my children go from having the worst of worst brain bleeds, told that they would be in wheelchairs, wouldn't talk, wouldn't be anything, to being 8 years old now and thriving, it's just so amazing. We have science. I believe in it. But there's some things that our brains can work around and come around. And being a NICU mom, I think that's really strong to share for other people, because when you're told your child has a grade 4 brain bleed, they're not going to do anything or be anything, spreading that word to let other parents know, don't give up the hope. There is so much hope out there. We only are going based off of science, but their brains still can develop and create new pathways to be able to overcome what they've already done.
And Casey, you're shaking your head in agreement with what Tara's saying. You had this similar thought or experience?
Oh, yeah. We didn't have the brain bleed, but the night I had her lungs collapsed. And you hear with an adult, lungs collapsing, like, that's, oh, my gosh, you know, you don't know what's going to happen next. With her, her lung collapsed, and then her lung ended up getting overinflated. It moved her heart over, which caused her to have more problems. And then, like, at that 2 week mark when we were there, they called me one day. They were like, hey, Miss Ashley, as of right now, your baby's stable, but there's nothing else we can do for this baby. So we hope we're wrong, but we're going to transfer you to UAB. Luckily, we go to UAB. We see the neonatologist the night of our arrival, and he had high hopes. However, he was like, there's going to be a really long road ahead. So there's been three or four times she coded. We had to experience that. I just have so much sympathy for parents that have to go through this, because sitting there watching that is something you should never have to see, but we do. And that's why I wanted to join in with T on this and get this going for parents.
I think it's good, as we talked about, to give people a feel for what that experience is like, coming from both of you who've experienced it, because there's someone out there right now who has yet to experience this, and unfortunately they will experience the NICU, and they don't know that yet. But to at least have some people that you've heard before and know that they've had that experience, I think that's very important on this journey.
Definitely. And the one piece of advice that I would give is, 1 day's too long, a week's too long, 68, 100 days are too long. It's all too long. But just remember, the days are long, the weeks are short. They go fast. Reach out to anybody you need. Your parents, your grandparents, your friends may not understand, but there's plenty of us out there. We have Facebook pages, everything that you can reach out and get the support you need. You're not alone.
That's a great message. And we're going to talk about the two baby showers that you throw each year. And one's coming up March the 10th. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. If you all will stick with us, we're going to continue the conversation as we talk about showers for miracles. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about NICU families. We talk about support for NICU families. We're talking about bringing awareness to NICU families. This is something that I hope none of you have to go through or experience, but many of you have. And there are those who will experience this. And we want you to at least have some connection with someone who has gone through this as well. And I have with me Tara Wilder and Casey Atchley to share their experiences, and not only that, but also share about Showers for Miracles, this great effort, as these families don't have the normal experience, and I use the word normal loosely because everybody's different, but the experience of a baby shower at a traditional time or place where you're stuck in the NICU, you're there, and you're trying to figure out how can we celebrate this new life that's been brought to the world, and you're being pulled in a couple of directions because you're hurting because of what's happening, but you still want to celebrate. And Tierra, you shared your experience in the first segment, and we talked a little bit about Showers for Miracles, but let's really get into now. This effort has helped a lot of families to this point, and you want to help even more families.
Yes, so that is our goal. We started off really small. We had churches come in. We reached out to them. They would collect donations for us, and people would bake cakes and drop off. And then I would sit in my living room and I would create a bag. And in that bag, everybody gets soap, usually full size, lotion, hand sanitizer, blankets. We got these octopuses, whatever we could get. Every bag, everybody got one of those. And then so I put all those together, and then we would also go out and buy gifts, because what's fun? I mean, getting to open gifts, unwrap, and celebrate. So we would wrap tons of gifts. We would set in there, and we would wrap, or a couple of churches would get involved, and they would wrap all the presents and then bring them to us. And then we would take them there. And then we're like, okay, what else does baby shower need? We need cake. Everybody has to have cake to be a baby shower. I mean, you just got to. Plus, it's good. And then we started with making a whole fiesta pretty much out of it. So these families, it's not just, oh, here's a bag, thanks for coming. It's they get to sit back, they get to relax, and make it as typical of a baby shower that we can for them. And they get to celebrate with other people around them. They can bring anybody they want. And then it also gives us an opportunity for those who volunteer to sit down and talk with them, see what they need, if there's anything else we can help, educate them. And then most of the time, people come up to us afterwards and tell us they want to get involved. So they give us different things. They join our Facebook page, Shower for Miracles, and then they get involved with us and they help out. And that's our thing, is just giving back to everybody. So we've been started about 8 years ago, but with COVID happening, we kind of had to pull back out of the hospital right then. So we just started it back last year. We love to do it twice a year, and we'd love to expand to even more hospitals, but we need help to be able to do so. So any kind of donations, we have lists that we'll post as well, is very beneficial for us.
You used the word relax, and that's an uncommon word for people who are experiencing the traumatic experience of the NICU or someone who's a caregiver for someone in a hospital. Relax is not really part of the vocabulary for those experiences, as they have to deal with constant care, nurses, doctors, people coming in and out, and having questions that they may not feel that are getting answered. They want answers, and the answers may not be coming as soon as they want. So how can you can't relax? But in this window of opportunity where maybe these families look and say, okay, we're feeling some normalcy here. We're getting a glimpse of the joy that comes with having a child, and beyond this terrible experience that we're having right now, we do have a shower for miracles. And we're enjoying the fact that we have life and part of our family.
Yeah, and one of the hopes, too, is that not just that, but they get to maybe meet another NICU family that's there for them, that can be somebody they can lean on and help each other and share. That's the real big thing. Even with Casey and I, we met a couple years after our kids were born through helping back and giving back with the NICU. And that's really the goal, is to bringing everybody together, because it's a family you never knew existed, but it's a family you just got brought into, and that will forever be there with you. And you're very grateful you have.
That is something that has been a statement that's been made before with cancer families and other families too. It's a group that you never want to be part of, but you're thankful that you are part of it because of the unity that's there. And I find that common thread with different issues that people have, health challenges, when they find that group that they can relate to. That's so important. And it didn't, maybe that didn't matter prior to their own personal experience because that wasn't their world. But then when it happens, it becomes their world, and they're looking for people who can relate to what they've gone through.
Exactly. And I think that's for both of us and most of the families out there, is just needing to know that somebody understands. Because as much as we love our families, they don't understand exactly what went through. They got to take their babies home. So having that group of people that end up becoming your family, whether you're in the NICU with them or somebody who's already been through, that is, I think, what makes us feel the most comfortable, because it's like, you've been through what I'm going through, so you're going to understand. It might not be the exact same thing, but we really, you know, group together and support each other. I mean, Casey,
you can address the camaraderie.
Yes, for sure. I love going and doing this baby shower because I like to take my daughter. She's 7 now. Like I said prior, they had no hope for her. And now she's 7, she's running around, she's happy, she's healthy, and I love being able to take her and show to other moms, like, hey, this might be what they're telling you today, but no, in 20 minutes it can change. And there is hope. The doctors had no hope for her, but I did. And she's a miracle, and this is what you could potentially be living one day. You know, you have a 7-year-old, happy, healthy baby. And that's what makes me, you know, so driven to go share my story with people, because when I was there, I felt so alone. I have a huge family, super supportive, but in a room full of people, I felt so alone. Nobody could understand how I felt other than the ladies that I met that their babies were in the NICU as well. So like Tierra, like people like her, huge support system for me. And I don't know if I would have made it through without them. Mentally, it was just so hard. So it was great having those other ladies.
And both of you have shared hope. And for your children who are 8 years old, and your child 7 years old, for people who are NICU people, that experience, don't give up hope. No matter what you're told, no matter what it seems like right now, continue to be hopeful.
Yeah, take it with a grain of salt. And I still use that. It's one of the words another parent expressed to me when we were in there and we were told about their brain bleeds, was take what they tell you with a grain of salt. Listen to them, be informative, stay off of Google. It's very bad. It scares you, but just be hopeful, take that advice, know what they're telling you, and just realize they're telling you from scientific point of view and from research of what it's showing you. But little brains and little babies that are preemies, and I mean, they are a miracle. Everybody says a baby born is a miracle. It truly is. And just because they're in the NICU doesn't change that. They're still fighters, and they can pull through. And if they don't, that's okay too. We give them the best opportunity. And I'm also going to point out another great support system. I mean, the nurses that are in there taking care of your babies. I don't think I could have made it without them either. And then Huntsville Hospital has a support liaison who is there and helps us as well. Her name is Heather Green. I'm going to give her a shout out. She is by far our main support that we have through there. And she does anything and everything she can. She even makes these wonderful signs and puts on our babies isolettes when we come in, so it has their names. She makes it try to feel more like home and not just a hospital that we go to and we have our cubbies. It feels more homey, to make us feel a little bit better that we're leaving our child there in their care.
Tierra, as we prepare for this next event, March the 10th, you talked about the financial need, the help that's needed, and more of these events can take place if the money's there, correct?
Yes, sir. So this either comes through the goodness of other people's hearts, out of our pockets, or anybody who's willing to donate anything. But we do do a whole lot with, everybody gets a pack of diapers. Everybody gets lotions. Everybody gets soaps, hand sanitizers. We love to give clothes, shoes. We even have some companies that have donated in the past. We've had a Mama Roo. We've done baby monitors. We like to do just anything that we can do little drawings for, you know, to get them involved too. So we can give big gifts too. It's not just the little things they need. They need big stuff too. And sometimes it's just nice to be able to go and have fun. So any donations are great. We have a wonderful man making us barbecue this time. We usually get a wonderful place to make us a cake. Any and all donations are welcome to help these, even if it's a place, just, hey, I've got some money, we'll take it to Walmart or wherever, Target, and we usually just shop all year long. In all honesty, we find something on clearance, we're going and buying it. If it's something they can unwrap or we can put in a bag, we just hold on to it in our houses usually, and it gets stacked up.
Especially preemie clothes, because it's so hard. I never realized it is so hard to find preemie clothes. I remember we had to buy baby doll clothes for my daughter at first, because preemie clothes were like so hard to find 7 years ago. I see them more now than I did, but it's crazy.
And donation locations, you have four off the top of my head that people can drop off.
We do. So we have TLC Pediatrics in Athens on Highway 72. We also have Hydration Lounge in Athens on Highway 72 in the Public Shopping Center. And then
we have Mad City Nutrition on County Line Road in the Public Shopping Center. And we have Bean & Company Boutique in Ardmore for donation spots. So that's on First Avenue in Ardmore.
Excellent. Four locations there to drop off. And again, what items, Tierra, do you want people to drop off especially?
We have baby wipes, specifically preemie diapers, any kind of baby lotion, baby soaps, hand sanitizers. We have also diaper bags, baby towels, onesies, travel changing pads. We do books for them, bathtubs. Another big thing that we love to give every family is a nose Frida, or a knockoff version of a nose Frida. Being able to suck their little noses is always nice. Blankets, bottles, swaddles, passy clips, anything that you see that you want to get and donate, whether it goes in a bag or we wrap it for something for them to open up, we are perfectly fine with that. If you know a company that wants to donate food or donate a big item, or you're part of a church and the youth group or the church wants to take up donations, that is more than welcome. We would highly encourage it. And then you can also reach out to us through our Facebook, Showers for Miracles. And if you want to do anything or be a part of it, please, anybody who wants to join us, come with us to the NICU. We would love all the help. These families are very appreciative and they give back as well, but anything is welcome. We also, gas cards, food cards, driving up there is big. Any size, traveler size, soaps, toothbrushes, body washes, lotions that smell good, the antepartum people, the women who are waiting to give birth or trying not to give birth. We've done stuff with them. We want to get back with that too, where we can take up bags to them. So just having your hair smell good when you've been stuck in a wall of four and you can't go outside that four walls. So anything is welcome.
Do you have an email address or some other way that you would like people to communicate with you?
Our email is going to be showers4miracles@yahoo.com.
Okay, great. Casey Ashley and Tierra Wilder, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Showers for Miracles.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Victor Viola, Moves to Music Town, written and illustrated by Melinda Logan. And now, here's Cora White.
Yay! Moving day is finally here. Victor Viola has no reason to cheer. He has to move to Music Town. This is the reason for his frown. His mother, Chelsea Cello, is ever so sweet. She bakes chocolate chip cookies, his favorite treat. Victor Viola is not hungry at all. His eyes only see the clock on the wall. His father, Donald Double Bass, is reading his paper today. His father says, "Soon we will be on our way." Victor Viola cannot say goodbye. Leaving New Rock City makes him want to cry. His sister Veronica Violin is playing with her favorite dolly. To cheer her brother up, she lets him hold Molly. The doll is smiling from ear to ear. All he feels is fear, fear, fear. Victor Viola is suddenly afraid. What will happen to all the friends that he has made? He has to start at a brand new school. What if the other instruments do not think he is cool? Honking from outside makes him nervous as can be. When he looks out the window, a mover is waiting impatiently. It looks like the time to leave is finally here. What rolls down his cheeks is one little tear. To hear the rest of the story, go to MelindaLoganAuthor.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.